Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome. This is Yusra Larjoun behind a microphone, your anchor on our daily newscast live from Rim Radio Studios. Joining me today are Iman DB on the coverage and Miriam Benaisa too, Muhammad Ayyubuddin on radio production. Stay tuned for the latest national and international news coverage. These are the headlines. His Majesty King Mohammed VI receives warm congratulatory message from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on 24th anniversary of reign. Morocco's tourism sector achieves a remarkable 43% growth in travel revenues, more than 45 billion dirhams recorded in June 2023. And internationally, Russia kicks off Ocean Shield 2023 naval maneuvers in Baltic Sea. Starting off on national soil, His Majesty King Mohammed VI received a congratulatory message from the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, on the occasion of the 24th anniversary of his reign. Netanyahu expressed his warm congratulations and well wishes for His Majesty's health and prosperity. The message also mentioned that under His Majesty King Mohammed VI's leadership, Morocco has made significant progress in economic and social development. The Prime Minister emphasized the deep-rooted relations between the two countries, built on shared history and a strong bond between their peoples, that highlighted Israel's recent recognition of Morocco's sovereignty over the Sahara and his upcoming visit to Morocco, which is expected to further enhance these relations. Moving on to the USA, American Senator Ted Cruz expressed his support for Israel's recent decision to recognize Morocco's sovereignty over the Sahara in a tweet yesterday, characterizing this move as a significant step forward. Miriam Benaisa with the details.
American Senator Ted Cruz praised Israel's recent decision to recognize Morocco's sovereignty over the Sahara via Twitter, describing it as a significant milestone in fostering closer cooperation between the two nations. As a prominent figure within the Republican Party, Cruz highlighted the surge in Israeli tourism to Morocco, indicating the potential for strengthening bilateral relations. The Moroccan Royal Office previously announced that His Majesty King Mohammed VI received a message from Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, officially recognizing Morocco's territorial sovereignty over the Sahara. In a response, Netanyahu assured that Israel's recognition would be reflected in relevant governmental actions and documentation. He also pledged to inform the United Nations regional and international organizations with Israel's membership and countries with diplomatic ties about this pivotal decision. In addition, Netanyahu conveyed the positive consideration of establishing an Israeli consulate in Dakhla as a testament to their commitment to the newly recognized status.
Back on national soil, in a remarkable achievement, Morocco's travel revenues and foreign currency reached 47.8 billion dirhams by June 2023, recording an exceptional 43% growth compared to 2019. The strong performance in June played a significant role, with revenues reaching 7.2 billion dirhams, a remarkable 45% increase from June 2019. This reflects the continuous growth of the tourism sector's productivity. The surge in income and tourists contributed to the positive momentum, with 6.5 million visitors recorded at the end of June, marking a 21% increase compared to 2019. Minister of Tourism, Handicrafts, Social Economy and Solidarity Fatem Zahra Amour attributed the success to multiple factors, including Morocco's international prominence, fueled by His Majesty King Mohammed VI's visionary approach and the global exposure during the 2022 World Cup. Leaving national soil to the UK, quote, Tetouan, Morocco, King Mohammed VI celebrates the 24th anniversary of his ascension to the throne at the Royal Palace, end quote. The British widespread newspaper The Guardian captioned on a photo of His Majesty King Mohammed VI during the allegiance ceremony among the world's best photographs. More details with Iman DB.
British newspaper The Guardian on Tuesday selected a photo of His Majesty the King Mohammed VI during the allegiance ceremony among the world's best photographs. The editors of this influential daily newspaper chose the photo of the sovereign sharing the allegiance ceremony at the Mishwar Square in the Royal Palace of Tetouan to commemorate the 24th anniversary of his accession to the throne. The Guardian's selection of His Majesty the King Mohammed VI's photo among the world's best serves as a testament of the King's remains indelible mark on history and reforms his status as a prominent global leader. It is an honor that resonates not only in Morocco but also resonates worldwide, illustrating the admiration and respect garnered by His Majesty on the global stage.
Moving on to international news, naval drills dubbed Ocean Shield 2023 kicked off in the Baltic Sea with the participation of several combat ships and gunboats of the Russian Navy, Russia's Defense Ministry reported today. From August 2nd, the naval exercise Ocean Shield 2023 is running in the Baltic Sea under the command of Navy Commander-in-Chief Nikolai Yevmenov. This exercise will check the preparedness of the naval forces for protecting national interests of the Russian Federation in an operationally important area, the ministry said in a statement. In addition, Russia's naval maneuvers will practice protecting sea lanes, carrying troops and military cargo, and defending the seashore, it specified. The drills involve over 30 combat ships and gunboats, 20 support vessels, 30 aircraft of naval aviation and Russia's aerospace forces, and about 6,000 troops. After the drills, combat ships will return to their permanent naval bases while aircraft will return to their home airfields. Concluding in sport, as always, the Royal Moroccan Football Federation, FRMF, announced Tuesday that Morocco's soccer squad will face Liberia on September 9th at Agadir's Atrar Stadium in the final match day of the knockout phase of the Africa Cup of Nations, AFCON 2023, that will be held in Côte d'Ivoire from January 13th to February 11th, 2024. According to the FRMF, the Confederation of African Football has appointed Mauritian referee Ahmed Imtiaz Hirlal to officiate the match. The teams of Morocco and South Africa have already secured their qualification for the CAN 2023 in Group K. In an impressive athletic achievement, Moroccan athletes Soukaina Atnan and Kawsar Ferkousi won the gold and silver medals, respectively, in the 10,000 meters race at the 9th Francophone Games, currently being held in Kinshasa. Additionally, Moroccan athlete Rizlan Ziba won the bronze medal in the high jump event, clearing a height of 1.73 meters. These sporting achievements reflect the outstanding talent and prowess of Moroccan female athletes and add a sense of pride and honor for Morocco in its international competition. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us and make sure to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on Rim Radio. As for me, I will meet you soon.